is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I have a question for you. Recently, have your children or has your child asked you a question that was so awkward you didn't know how to answer it, or it was just so complicated that you had to change the subject? Kids are great. They're great. But the thing about them sometimes is they can be very inquisitive and they can ask questions that, you know, you just don't have the answer to, or it's quite complicated, or it's just embarrassing. Have you had a situation recently where your children did ask you a question that you couldn't answer because it was complicated or it was just embarrassing to answer? I'd like to hear from you now. You could win cinema tickets as well to UCI Cinemas if you happen to be caught around the show. So call me now, 6797981, 6797981, or text or WhatsApp your comments to 087798 9898, 087798 9898. It's a simple question, and I'll tell you why I'm talking about it in a moment. But have your kids or has your child asked you a difficult or complicated question in the last year or so that you weren't able to answer? Okay, here was the example. Sunday, I was at home watching Blue Planet with my young fella, who's 4 years of age. Blue Planet, of course, is the David Attenborough programme. And it's the programme all about, it was the episode all about penguins and seals. And so you have the seal swimming around. So let's have a listen to this.
Occasionally, the seal comes out onto the ice and attempts to grab one.
And it gets horrific then. The seal jumps out of the water and basically eats the penguin.
But its most successful strategy by far.
And I was watching this with my young fella on Sunday afternoon, and it gets a bit horrific because the seal jumps out of the water and basically takes a bite out of the penguin. And that's nature, I suppose. And my four-year-old is sitting there watching with me at the moment and gets a bit distressed. And he asks me a question. He says, "Daddy, can I ask you a question?" Because that's what kids do. They ask questions. And he says, "Daddy, can I ask you a question? Why did the man holding the TV camera not help the seal from being eaten? Or sorry, not help the penguin from being eaten by the seal?" And I couldn't answer the question for him. And he was dead right. David Attenborough sat there on an iceberg watching this seal come out of the water, eating the poor little emperor penguin, and did nothing. He could have put the camera down and ran over and said, "Stop, don't eat that penguin." But he didn't. He continued to speak rather than help the penguin. And my young fella now wants to know, does David Attenborough like seeing penguins being eaten? And I literally couldn't answer the question. I didn't have an answer for him. And it got me thinking about these awkward questions that our children ask us that we just can't answer. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number, or you can text or WhatsApp us, 087798 9898. And if you have an answer that I can give me, young fella, because I basically changed the subject. Oh, look, there's an aeroplane out there. Look out the window. So if you have an answer that I can give him, maybe that'll be quite helpful. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
About 3 months ago, my son asked me, he was 5 years of age, by the way, how babies get into mammy's belly, because obviously they don't go through the belly button. So I told him that mammy works in a hospital and she'd be able to tell you. Yeah, that was the end of that for me anyway. So embarrassing.
Yeah, kids, just sometimes they shouldn't ask questions. Let me go to Peter in Leopardstown. How are you, Peter?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Grand. Well, I was okay until I watched that Blue Planet. It's horrific, that programme is.
It's obviously real. It's real life. My advice to you there would be is just to explain to your son that, look, that's nature and you can't interfere with it, unfortunately.
I know, but he could have dropped the camera and ran over and helped the penguin. He could have.
Yeah, he could have, but then he could have taken the chance that he might have got eaten by the seal as well. So you could have said that to your son as well, you know. So
No, he'd be terrified of seals then if he thinks they eat humans, which they don't.
Well, I swim in the sea and I'm terrified of seals.
Okay.
I'm taking a nip out of my ankle while I'm training or something, you know.
Okay, so what's the awkward question that your child asked?
Like your last, the WhatsApp there. Daddy, where did kids come from?
Well, what age did he ask that question? Because I'm dreading it.
Well, my daughter's 10.
Okay.
So trying to hob her off with an excuse, sort of saying, "Oh, mommy's working in the hospital doesn't really, really help." I just sort of look at her blankly and just switch off, you know, because it's one of those questions you dread as a dad. I think mothers are so much better at explaining these things to their daughters, you know, rather than dad going, "Well,
That's what my wife is going to do. I'm telling you, when that question comes up, because I won't have
it. Run, Jeremy, run. That's what I say.
I'm just going to ask your mother. Ask your mother. Thanks very much, Peter. 6797981 is our telephone number if you want to get in on this very quickly. What awkward questions have your children asked? Trish, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Now, this question that your child asked, I don't even know the answer to. So
my granddaughter who asked.
Oh, your granddaughter. Go on, tell me.
My granddaughter. She asked me, if God is Jesus' dad, who is God's dad?
If God is Jesus' dad, what is God's dad's name?
Name, yes. I said to her is ask the teacher, because I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a great answer as well for everything. Blame the teachers. Go and ask your teacher.
Yeah, she's...
So once again, what age is your granddaughter?
She's 7.
She's 7. What a great question for a 7-year-old.
Oh, very deep, very deep. And then she wanted to know, if I find out what God's dad's name is, she wanted to know what his grandfather's name was.
Why, did God have a grandfather?
I have no idea.
And is God actually God's name? Or is he a God?
Don't confuse me any more than I'm confused.
So your answer, and I'm gathering that is the answer that most parents should ask their children, was go ask your teacher. And did your granddaughter ask the teacher?
I'm not sure. She never came back to me with an answer, so I presume not.
Okay, thanks, Trish. I don't have the answer to you either. What a complicated question for a child to ask. 6797981 if you want to get in on this very quickly. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Oh my God, Jeremy. Do you actually think David Attenborough is sitting on an iceberg when that is being recorded?
I don't know.
He's in a BBC studio adding the voice in all later. And he can't interfere with the natural balance. How could he film a nature programme and then run in every time there's something in danger? That doesn't happen everywhere. There's no humans, or it doesn't happen anyway.
I hear you.
So he can't interfere with the natural balance of life. And that's all sound edited. Oh my God. Well, who's more intelligent there, you or the child?
The child, clearly. Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds a bit stupid. My point is, if I was walking down the road outside my house and I saw a dog attacking a cat, I would get involved in that, even though that's nature. And David Attenborough does sit on those icebergs. He does sit on those icebergs. He doesn't record those. He obviously records the voiceover in the studio, but he actually goes to the Arctic, doesn't he? I think he does. Alison, how are you?
How's it going, Jeremy?
Sorry, Alison, does David Attenborough go out and do these things himself? I think he does, doesn't he?
I think he does, yeah.
No, I'm not saying he was sitting right beside them, but I'm sure he was up there recording it.
No, he does. I've seen him harnessed in a volcano on a few of his documentaries.
Yeah, no, I knew he was, yeah. Anyway, Alison, your sister asked her dad something. What was it?
Well, my aunt used to babysit my sister until my dad got home from work. And one day she came home from school, asked her aunt what sex was. So she said, hon, I think that's something you should really ask your daddy when he comes to collect you. And she said, yeah, okay, that's fine, was happy enough with that. So me and my dad went down to collect her then, you know, a while later, and you could see the look of horror on my dad's face.
Oh, of course.
And she said, you know, Katie, have you got a question for your dad? And she was like, yeah, daddy, what's sex? And he said, scratched his head for a minute. And he was like, do you know when you're filling in a form and it asks you if you're a boy or a girl? That's what sex is.
Ah, what a great answer. I like that. That's very clever. I'm going to write that one down. Thank you very much, Alison. That's what sex is. It's when you fill out a form, you write it down. Now, a lot of people have been getting on to me about what to tell my son about David Attenborough and whether or not he likes seeing animals killed. Tell them it's all about the circle of life. And let them watch The Lion Guard or The Lion King or one of those. That's what I'll do when I get home. The circle of life. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much for all your calls, comments and your texts. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We're back again tomorrow morning with Wednesday's edition of Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.